On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, James Heath is here. He is from Shamokin. He's the Susquehanna Valley Amateur Radio Club Vice President. He's also their single sideband chairman, so he's going to have to explain what sideband is. I think I have kind of an idea, but not 100% sure yet, so we'll get that squared away. So, James, thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.
I appreciate it. We're going to talk about Field Day that is this weekend. That's an opportunity where, well, it's for the whole public. It's an opportunity for the public to go see the amateur radio operators around here, the hams, they call them, operating over in Shamokin Dam for their annual Field Day. So we'll talk more about that. But Jim Caldier is here as well. He's also from Shamokin. He's the president of the Susquehanna Valley Amateur Radio Club, and he's the single sideband co-chair on this amateur radio group. So, sir, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. I just think if you're talking about amateur radio and hams, you're going to hit about 10% of our operation says, oh, this is them. You know, I've seen them at Lewisburg Arts Festival, or I've seen the Field Day, or I knew about it. Or if they're in their 50s or 60s, they might say, oh, Ron Clock was a teacher of mine, and he showed us about amateur radio, that kind of thing. But for X percentage of the population, they're going to say, amateur radio? What's that? So you're going to have to fill that in.
I'll start.
We'll go to James.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a free speech social media, really, with decorum and class, I'd say. We're a non-commercial radio service. We have privileges from the FCC to work on a certain spectrum of radio frequencies and experiment, and we're sort of like a service for the public to provide preparedness for emergencies and disaster relief.
And that's one of the things you do. You provide a service. That's an important thing.
Yeah, correct. A lot of people consider it a hobby, but I'd like to take it one step further than that. I believe it's actually a lifestyle, as silly as that might sound, but we do provide a service, and in case of any kind of emergency or anything, when commercial power or commercial grids go down, the area is filled with independent stations that could be up and running in no time and provide communications and disaster relief for the community.
Right, and we know, I think of Hurricane Agnes when amateur radio was critically important. When the phones were down, the electricity was out, amateur radio still worked because you were used to being self-sufficient. He called it a lifestyle.
It's more of an addiction.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it's an obsession. Addiction sounds negative. Obsession. You could quit any time if you so chose. You just don't want to. But the lifestyle aspect. Tell me about this. If you're a ham, you got a thousand good brothers and sisters all over the planet.
Yeah, there's, I think, 750,000 hams in the United States alone. And I think the membership spiked, or licenses spiked around COVID. People say it was because, the soft answer is because of people were home and, you know, sheltering in place and things, but I think a lot of it had to do with people seeing how crazy the world was getting, and they wanted to prepare a little bit and get a little bit more involved with emergency communications and preparing for their family. And
Well, ham radio's mostly guys, right? I mean, there's some women.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we do have women that...
unfortunately, there's a few, or unfortunately, there's too few?
No, unfortunately, there isn't more women involved.
There we go.
But the women that are involved, I mean, we like to see more of them, and I would actually like to see my better half get into it a little bit more, since it would provide myself a little bit more time to, you know, to spend doing the things I like to enjoy. But I don't understand why. Maybe because it's more of a technical thing. It just seems more suited for guys to be into, but women are welcome for sure. We have a few women that are involved with our club, and they're fantastic. And it's always good to see women out there and help us, and you know, be part of it.
Maybe a holdover from when STEM wasn't quite as pushed for girls as it is now. So this may be the corollary. You know, what happens if you don't push science and technology and electronics and math? We'll switch that, you know, to girls. You know, what happens 50 years later? Yeah, most of the ham radio operators that I know are just the smartest of the smart guys that have been, you know, super into numbers and math and electronics since they were kids. So, and they're you know, most of them are 50 or 60 years old or so. Well, you have a demonstration of amateur radio coming up. Who wants to tell me about the field today? What a field day is and this weekend's.
Field day, our biggest amateur radio event of the year. It's been going on since 1933. It's a worldwide event where radio amateurs take their gear outside and operate from remote locations. Our club is going to be hosting a field day at the Monroe Township Municipal Fields in Sealands Grove on June 24th and 25th. We're looking to see everyone there. We're going to have food and refreshments and three stations set up, and we should be operating from 2 p.m. on Saturday to 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Just a little bit about what field day is. It's like a an exercise that amateur radio does each year. There's multiple field days. There's a winter field day and there's a summer field day. The summer field day is it's kind of sanctioned by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and it's kind of like a simulated exercise for an emergency that might happen and amateur radio operators might have to get called into service. It's kind of our way to show the public and to show ourselves what we can really do.
Now, I vaguely recall field day as an operation that you used to, you generated your own electricity.
True.
And you set up your own shelter, and you would, of course, use your radios. You, of course, you had to put up antennas, sometimes just, you know, wires strung between things, antennas, but also pole antennas. What's the right way to word all that?
Normally just wire antennas. They're more field expedient. They're easier to set up, you know. They're, you know, you can do towers and, you know, arrays, but as far as something that needs to be done in an emergency, wire works just fine.
Okay, so that's a field day. So we're going to see that in Shamokin Dam this weekend.
True.
So tell me about this park that you'll be at in Shamokin Dam.
It's the Monroe Township Recreational Area, number 3. It's the one that's behind the municipal building, the municipal offices. On Municipal Drive, just off Park Road, west of the Strip.
Okay, so, oh, not Shamokin Dam, you're out in the township. Okay, yeah, so you're near Shamokin Dam, but out in the township, yeah, lots of folks are familiar with that area, and they've seen the municipal building, and the recycling is at that building, right? Okay, so everybody's probably been there at one point or another. Okay, so that's where you'll be set up, and what will I see if I go there? Just give me a description, a walking tour of a field day.
Well, you'll see a couple stations set up, some tents, some temporary shelters, and temporary antennas. And you should also see some food and beverages out, and a bunch of friendly people ready to welcome you to our wonderful event.
And the purpose of Field Day, as I recall, is to speak to as many people as you possibly can.
Right. We're going to make as many contacts as possible. It's actually scored. So we'll have a score at the end of the event that will be provided from the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. And it's kind of a contest, but it's not. But that's the goal. We're trying to make as many contacts as possible.
If humans are involved, we've turned everything into a competition.
That's right.
There's nothing that we don't compete. And the goal, you want to talk to amateur radio operators in New Zealand and Greenland and everywhere in between.
Yeah, if we can. Mostly, it's going to be within Canada, North America generally. But other countries do participate in our field day. They'll try to contact us on some of the bands, the frequency bands that we use, that will allow us to reach out further. And you never know. Sometimes if we have a sunspot activity, and suddenly now we're talking to Australia.
All right. Yeah, we get guys from Greenland or New Zealand that when the atmosphere is participating, they can hear WKOK, mm-hmm. and they'll send us a confirmation opportunity.
That's cool.
So, and you'll do this too. I remember you used to exchange the 4x5 cards, the QSO cards. Tell me about those.
QSL cards.
QSL, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't personally,
okay.
but a lot of guys still do.
Okay, yeah. And you mail them to each other after you've had contact?
Correct. We would get them in the mail if you were to make a contact with somebody and have a QSO or a conversation with them. A lot of times they would send one in the mail as proof, but that's not as popular as it used to be because of the internet and everything. I do QSLing on the internet where I would go on a website and, you know, tell the world that you made contact with this person, especially if it's a DX contact, meaning, you know, overseas, that it's, you know, pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, the guys are always excited when they send us notes from around the world saying they're here. Mm-hmm. WKOK for some reason. All right, well, just a minute left. How do I get more information and repeat about the field day, Jim?
Field day, you can go to our website, which is W3VPJ. Just look that up, and we are on QSL.com. For Susquehanna Valley Amateur Radio Club, SVARC, and that should give us a description of field day, and just look us up on the internet, and you will find us. Once again, we're going to be at the Monroe Township Municipal Fields in Sealands Grove behind the strip 24th and 25th of June this weekend. So we look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right. And sideband, what's the definition of that real quick?
Single sideband is like a half of an AM signal without the carrier wave.
Okay, well, that certainly clears that up. James Heath is from Shamokin, and he's vice president of the Susquehanna Valley Amateur Radio Club. The president of the club is Jim Collier. They'll be at Field Day this Saturday out at the Monroe Township Municipal Recreation Area out there. So just find the recycling and look for the tents, and you'll probably hear the generator, and they'll be set up to host you if you want to see amateur radio in action. Take your kids out there. Get some kids inspired to do this amateur radio stuff, and you guys will get replaced in 20, 30 years by these young folks. So thank you all for all you're doing. Thanks for being amateur radio hams when there's actual emergencies. So much appreciated. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.